奉主耶稣圣名开始今天的见证会。
Hallelujah, and in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our testimony session.
今天我们很高兴能请到从园林教会来的林心怡姐妹来为我们做见证。
We are very happy to have invited Sister Lynn from Garden Grove to share her testimony.
林姐妹将见证神在她的家人身上的恩典和能力。
She will share about God's grace and power in the lives of her family.
我们下面请林姐妹上来替神做见证。
请大家低头默祷。
Please bow your heads and pray in silence.
阿门。奉主耶稣圣名开始，在这里为神做见证。
Hallelujah! In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I testify.
感谢神有这美好的机会来喜乐主教会，与弟兄姐妹和朋友们见证我小儿子在一岁半所发生的事。
Thank God for the opportunity to come to Cerritos and testify about the events which happened to my son, my younger son, when he was 1.5 years old.
以及我个人在信仰上这一段路程所体验的，跟大家分享。
I will also be sharing my experience throughout this process.
希望在这见证当中能够再一次的数算神丰盛的恩典，荣耀神的名。
With this testimony, I hope to once again count God's blessings in my life and glorify His name.
在我儿子沈天成小儿子一岁半的时候
，When my younger son Jezreel was 1.5 years old.
2007年的暑假
，In the summer of 2007,
家人常常会发现他左眼的瞳孔有白色的反光现象。
Family members realized that there was a white reflection in his left pupil.
觉得很奇怪，所以决定应该去看小儿科的眼科医生。
Thinking this was strange, we brought him to see a pediatric optometrist.
10月16号，医生检查完了，告诉我们他的左眼得了很严重的眼病。
And on October 16th, The doctor told us that he had a very severe eye disease.
他说有两种可能。
He told us that there were two possibilities.
但因为他不太知道是哪一种，所以他建议我们去费城眼科权威医院看病。
But because he was unsure, he referred us to a doctor in Philadelphia at the Will's Eye Hospital.
那他立即打电话给那里的医生，并预约了我们隔天早上到在那边见。
He immediately calledthe doctor and made an appointment for us the next morning.
10月17号星期三一大早，7点到费城。
On October 17th, we arrived at the hospital at 7 a.m.
医生把天成的眼睛瞳孔放大。
The doctor dilated his eye.
后来有两位护士还有我先生压着他在检查的台上，然后在没有麻醉的情况下，用仪器将他的眼皮睁开。
And while the two nurses and my husband held him down, Jezreel's eyelids were held open with an instrument without anesthesia.
然后在那边眼睛上那边这样摸来摸去，大概有15到20分钟。
He probed inside Jezreel's eye for 15 to 20 minutes.
然后我完全不敢看，所以就在外面听他就在那边尖叫跟在那边哭。
Since I dare not look, I waited outside listening to his cries and screams.
那检查结束后呢？那个医生Dr. Shield 让我跟我先生坐下来，告诉我们的结果。
After the examination, Dr. Shield sat us down to tell us the result.
他说天成有最后一期，就是第五期的视网膜母细胞瘤。
The doctor told us that Jezreel had last stage retinoblastoma.
就是眼球内的癌症。
This was cancer in the pupil.
那癌症已经覆盖了左眼，大概有70% 70%。
The doctor told us that the cancer had spread to 70% of his left eye.
然后两位医生建议在这个阶段最佳治疗就是摘除左眼。
The doctors told us that the best form of treatment was removal.
那如果我们没有马上拆除左眼细胞，癌细胞将会通过那个眼睛后面的视神经传到大脑。
If we do not remove the eye, the cancer cells will spread through the optical nerve to the brain.
那一旦到大脑的话，就它就没有生命希望了。
And once the cancer cells reach the brain, there was no hope.
所以听完了医生的消息，我跟我先生就待在那里，就没有任何知觉，头脑一片空白。
Hearing this diagnosis, my husband and I were stunned.
没有办法接受这样的打击。
And we cannot accept such a big impact.
因为这件事来得太快了。
This happened too quickly.
根本没有时间让我们去决定。
And we cannot make a decision.
那在我们还在震惊当中，医生想尽快安排在两天内动手术拿掉左眼。
In our astonishment, the doctor made appointment for surgery, surgical removal of the left eye in 2 days.
但我跟我先生决定延迟手术到下个礼拜三，想要在这一个礼拜好好的祷告求神带领，然后让他不用手术。
Yet I postponed the surgery to next Wednesday, hoping to use a week to fast and pray and ask God for His guidance.
那天晚上我先生就几乎全美国的教会就发出了一个紧急祷告请求。
That night, my husband sent out an urgent prayer request to most all of the churches in the U.S.
也寄邮件到世界各地的教会请求代祷。
He also asked for intercession through email across the world.
我也打了好多电话给很多传道弟兄姐妹，特别为我儿子代祷。
I also made many phone calls to brothers and sisters and preachers to ask them to pray for us.
那一个礼拜，吃也吃不下，睡也睡不着，就一直想要。一直想要怎么解决才是对的。
That week I could not eat nor sleep, and I could only think about how we can solve this.
所以在这段时间，我跟我们家人开始长时间的禁食祷告。
During this time, my family and I would fast for long periods of time.
一有时间就祷告。
Any time we had, we fasted.
同时我们也必须常常往费城医院去做检查，譬如 MRI 抽血等等。
We often made trips to the hospital in Philadelphia for examinations such as MRI and blood testing.
然后想到以后要走的路，真的不知道怎么过，求神怜悯加添力量。
Thinking about the road ahead, I didn't know how to move forward, and I asked God to help me.
医生打电话来，把开刀时间延期一天。
The doctor called and postponed the surgery one day.
那十月二十四号回去检查，那个天神还是一样的情形，没有任何改变。
We went back on October 24th, and there was no change in his condition.
但在回来的路程当中，我心里已经决定不回去挖掉了。
But on the way back home, I had already decided that we were not going to remove the eye.
但这决定不是我一个人能够决定的。
But this decision is not one that I can make myself.
那刚好我在车上也听到田传道娘很多信心的见证，使我觉得生命在神手中。
I heard how the pastor's wife, while I was on the car, I heard how the pastor's wife told me that life is in the hands of God.
神要医治他，他一定会好。
If God wishes to heal him, then he will get better.
就看我们能不能够拿出依靠他的心。
And it is a matter of whether or not we are able to have a heart of faith.
我们在家里讨论了很久。
After much discussion at home.
虽然有些不同的看法，但感谢神，最后也决定明天不去开刀了。
Although there were different opinions, we eventually decided that we would not go to the surgery.
那当我们一决定不去开刀，等候神给我们开路的时候。
Once we decided to rely on God to open a way for us,
医生与护士就一直打电话回来说，我们一天一天的延迟他的手术，他会一天比一天更有生命危险。
The doctors and the nurses called us saying, a day we postpone the surgery is a day that his condition will grow worse.
然后到时候他要救也来不及了。
And in the end, we may not even be able to save him.
那我们不但收到医生马上要开刀的压力。
And aside from the pressure from the doctors,
甚至有一些同龄在这方面非常有经验的告诉我们一定要开刀。
Some brothers and sisters with a lot of experience told me that we must have the surgery.
一直劝我们要好好的考虑，因为挖掉能够守住他的生命。
They tried to convince us to have the surgery because it could save his life.
他们甚至建议这也是神的旨意啊。
And they even suggested this could be God's will.
那我也非常非常的感谢他们的关心。
I was very thankful for their concern.
但因为经过了数次的祷告，我还是没有办法接受摘除眼睛的手术。
But because I did not feel at peace with the removal of his eye.
我一直没有一颗平静安稳的心来面对接受挖掉的事实。
And even after many prayers, I could not accept the reality of having to remove his eye.
但在美国，如果医生觉得孩子处于生命危险之中，父母拒绝接受治疗。
In the U.S., if a child is suffering from a life-threatening condition and the parents do not accept the treatment,
那么他们就可以对父母进行医疗忽视的指控，并可以强迫对孩子进行治疗。
Then they can charge the parents for medical neglect and force the treatment upon the child.
所以医生说，如果你们不愿意手术，他要我们去找另一位眼科医生治疗。
The doctor said, if we are unwilling to have the eye removed, then he referred us to a different doctor.
然后很恰巧，我们请眼科医生给我们的那个第二个转正的医生跟，那时候梁传道娘跟我们介绍的医生是一样的医生，就是在纽约的Sloan Kettering.
And coincidentally, the pediatric doctor that was introduced to us by this doctor was the same as the doctor introduced to us by Pastor Liang's wife.
是一个癌症医院的眼科肿瘤科主任。
And he was the head of ophthalmology.
这也是神奇妙的安排。
And this is God's wonderful arrangement.
所以我们11月6号星期二一大早就去纽约给医生检查。
On November 6th in the morning, we went for examination.
经过麻醉彻底的检查，医生确认了他眼癌是末期，跟前一位医生说的一模一样。
Under anesthesia, the doctor examined him and told us that he indeed had last stage of retinoblastoma.
这颗眼肿瘤是已经几乎覆盖了他的眼睛，不但这样，眼睛里有数千个小小的肿瘤子已经扩散到整个眼内了。
And the malignant tumor had not only almost covered the entirety of his eye, there were also a lot of small cancer seedlings scattered throughout the eye.
所以上面那个红色就是全部的癌细胞。
The red cancer cells are in red.
然后那个一点一点红红的那个就是籽粒。
The specks are the cancer seedlings.
所以他给了我们四个选择。
He gave us four decisions.
第一，拆除。
First, an enucleation.
第二，拆除。
Second, enucleation.
第三，拆除。
Thirdly, enucleation.
第四，动脉化疗。
And fourthly, intra-arterial chemotherapy.
动脉化疗就是那个医生跟他的同伴开发的一种新的治疗方法。
And intra-arterial chemotherapy, or IAC, is a procedure developed by Dr. Abramson and his partner.
他们将化疗从大腿的大动脉穿管到癌症眼睛，然后直接注入眼血球血管内。
In this procedure, a catheter is inserted via the femoral artery and filtered up to the retinal artery in the back of the eye where the chemotherapy drug is directed directly delivered into the retina.
这新的治疗在那时已经有一年多了，所以总共有那个时候总共有15个小孩子接受这个新的化疗。
Since this procedure had been developed for a year and a half, around 15 children had received this treatment.
那这个程序还是在实验阶段。
And this procedure was in its experimental stage.
所以医生说，天成是他用这种新方法治疗的十五个孩子中最严重的病例。
Jezreel would be one of the most would be the most severe case of all the children who had received this procedure.
所以他不知道这个会不会对他来说有效。
And therefore, he did not know if this would be effective.
我们一家人就很感谢神有这一方面的治疗，觉得既然有这种治疗实验中，那而且不影响到他的全身，就不如试试看吧。
And our whole family was very grateful that this type of procedure existed, and we wanted to try it since it would not affect the whole body.
一边靠神继续祷告，然后一边做我们人能够做的本分。
And while we trusted in the Lord, we had to do our own part.
所以11月14号2007年4点一大早带天成第一次做动脉化疗手术。
On November 14, 2007, 7 morning, Jezreel underwent IEC for the first time.
感谢神，一切都很顺利。
Thank God that everything went smoothly.
做完手术后，他要在康复室床上六小时的时间恢复。
He needed to recover on the rehabilitation bed for 6 hours.
天神的腿必须保持直直的整整个五个小时。
His leg needed to remain straight for the entire 5 hours.
所以他的腿被绑在一块硬木板上。
So his leg was bound to a piece of hard cardboard.
这五六小时是整个恢复中最难的一部分。
And those 5 hours was the hardest part of the entire ordeal.
因为当父母都知道一个二十一个月大的男孩躺在医院的床上整整五六个小时是多么的困难。
Every parent knows how difficult it is to have a 21-month boy lie flat on his back for 5 hours.
因为这是为了手术伤口不会再出血，因为它是大动脉。
This is to make sure the incision near his femoral artery doesn't bleed again.
他在五小时内不得不被镇静两次，使他安静。
In these 5 hours, he had to be sedated 2 times.
然后手术也发烧，但他没有呕吐。
He also had a fever after the operation, but he did not vomit.
那当我们在康复室时，我先生看了一下医生所写的报告。
While we were in the recovery room, my husband was reading the patient file.
我们才意识到他的病情是多么的严重。
And only then did we realize how serious his condition was.
报告指出他有一个14毫米肿瘤与成千上万的幼苗或子粒。
This report indicated that Jezreel had a 14-millimeter tumor with thousands of seedlings.
然后尺寸范围从2毫米到6毫米。
And the sizes range from 2 millimeters to 6 millimeters.
在那一刻，我先生害怕了。他想想成千上万的癌细胞在眼里，无法想象如何这些癌细胞会全部都能够全部死。
At this point, my husband was terrified and devastated, and thinking how we would get rid of these thousands of cancer cells in the eye.
我们只能够完全靠神怜悯他。
We could only rely on God.
感谢神，12月11日回去检查，结果很好，一半的肿瘤缩小了。
On December 11th, we went back for an examination, and thank God, half of the cancer cells had shrunk.
不但如此，很多的千万颗小子粒也有小很多。
And moreover, the thousands of seedlings had also shrunk.
12月12号做第二次治疗。
On December 12th, we had the second IAC.
第二次化疗需要的时间比较长。
The second chemotherapy took longer than expected.
因为在手术中，天成的血压突然他血压突然危险的降下。
Because during the operation, Jezreel's blood pressure suddenly dropped to a critical level.
他们必须立刻把他立刻取出管子，然后再立刻停止手术，然后等血压稳定。
They had to retrieve the tube and stop the operation immediately to wait until the blood pressure stabilized.
医生不知道为什么他的血压突然下降。
The doctor was not sure why his blood pressure dropped.
但他们认为可能是因为他们将化疗药物注入眼睛太快了，所以就使眼压上升。
But they speculated that it might be because they injected the chemo too fast in the eye, which caused the pressure in his eye to rise.
但是还是感谢神带领手术都还蛮顺利，在康复室床的恢复比上次好很多。
Well, we still really thank God for His protection because the second time during his recovery was much better than first.
一月二号回去检查肿瘤，虽然有继续缩小，但并没有很大的变化。
On January 2nd, we went back for examination, and there was an improvement, but not a big one.
医生建议继续做第三次治疗。
The doctor suggested that we do a third procedure.
所以一月四号就做第三次治疗。
And on January 4th, we had the third treatment.
那开刀很顺利，但这次他吐了几次，回家也吐。
The procedure was successful. However, he threw up several times at the hospital and once at home.
医生希望这次是他最后一次的治疗，因为大多数只可以做三次。
The doctors were hoping that this would be his final procedure because they could only do 3 procedures max.
那当然，在这三次的治疗当中，我们不断的一直在祷告。
And of course, throughout these processes, we were praying.
每次回去等待那个在检查时候在那边等，我都会很紧张，然后连手都会发抖。
Each time we were waiting for the results, I would be so scared that my hands would tremble.
所以我都会带一个带抄好的一些圣经节带在我身上，然后就一直念，一直看，一直念，心里一直默祷，然后求神给我平静安稳的心来面对医生所要说的结果。
I would bring some Bible verses I had copied down to meditate on and pray inside my heart for God to grant me strength to face the results.
1月29号，第三次的结果不是很好。
On January 29th, we saw that the third procedure was not very effective.
因为医生说，肿瘤缩，虽然缩小了，但是它还是在，不但如此还在，那些小子粒的肿瘤还在眼睛里面浮动。
The malignant tumor was still there, and the vitreous seeds were still flowing around his eye.
最怕就是如果有一个那个子粒跑到眼外就很麻烦了。
And if one seedling floated beyond the eye, then it would be very bad.
所以医生要我们继续做另外三个选择中的一种治疗方法。
The doctor suggested the following alternative treatments.
第一个就是放射性的辐射板。
The first was radioactive plague.
他就是把一个辐射板放在手术放在那个眼睛里面，然后等几天再把它拿掉。
And in this procedure, they would put a radioactive cell in the eye, and after a few days, remove it.
然后第二个就是全身辐射。
The second option was radiation.
这是每天的辐射，然后就是每天就必须去医院每天一个礼拜四五次。
This was radiation of the whole body, and you would have to go.
然后去四个礼拜。
Every day for 4 to 5 weeks.
那这是最有副作用的。
And this had the most side effects.
然后第三就是拆除。
Thirdly, enucleation or removal.
那这三个选择都是很辛苦又很痛苦的过程。
These three treatments were all difficult and painful.
而且都有副作用。
They all had side effects.
然后医生完全也没有办法保证。
The doctor had no guarantee.
因为医生要我们当天就要做决定了，所以我们跟医生要求做第四次的动脉化疗手术。
Since the doctor required us to make a decision that day, we asked him to continue with a fourth treatment of IAC.
但他却要我们知道，也非常确定的说，你第四次跟第三次的化疗不会有什么大变化的。
And he told us quite confidently that the fourth treatment will not have too much effect.
因为癌细胞已经对化疗的药起了抗体。
Because the cancer cells have already developed antibodies.
所以结果应该还是会一样的，叫我们要有心理准备。
He told us to prepare our hearts to face the same result again.
然后到时候我们还是要回来到以上说的那三个选择治疗方法。
In the end, we will come back to these three treatments once again.
1月30号，2008年做第四次的治疗。
On January 30th, 2008, we had the fourth treatment.
程序都很顺利，但是因为伤口没有关得很紧，所以再次在出血，因此在手术后，天成就有比较大的那个愈伤。
The procedure was pretty smooth. However, the incision area bled again after they closed up the wound, causing Jezreel to have a larger bruise.
这次恢复也很辛苦，因为这次医生给了他较重的化疗剂量。
The recovery was much tougher this time because the doctor gave him heavier chemo doses.
他在手术后呕吐。
He was vomiting after the procedure.
当他从手术中醒来时，他已经下午了，所以他已经有12个小时都没有吃东西了。
And by the time he woke up 12 hours after the surgery, he had been hungry.
所以他每次一吃东西他就吐出来。
Every time he ate, he would vomit.
然后即使我们从医院出院了以后，他仍然在电梯里面吐，然后又在医院大厅里面大厅那边吐。
As we were returning home, he was vomiting in the elevator and in the lobby.
所以看到这一个小孩子经历这些痛苦这么多的管子插在他的手上腿上。
And seeing this child go through that much pain and have so many tubes in him,
看了真的很心痛。
My heart was truly pained.
我心里就想说，为什么不是我？
I asked, why wasn't it me?
而是他来受这样的痛苦。
Why is it him that needs to suffer this?
而且不是一次的开刀。
And it is not only one surgery.
而是四次数不清的全身麻醉。
It was four times of general anesthesia.
我一生当中也没有被全身麻醉又开刀过。
I had not undergone general anesthesia or surgery.
我非常的不愿意他面对这些痛。
And I wasn't willing for him to go through.
那时我就决定不再给他受这种痛苦了。
And I decided that I would not put him through it again.
我决定拼了命也要用祷告来求神医治他。
I would pray so that God would heal him.
帮他开刀的医生也说这次很难把化学物料射到那些子粒的癌细胞。
The surgeon told us that there was only a small chance that we will be able to target these vitreous seeds.
因为这些浮动的细胞没碰到血管，所以很难射死它们。
And this was because that there are few, these are not attached to blood vessels.
基本上这些都是自由浮动的小子粒，一旦定居到那个视网膜，又再一次开始癌的过程。
Basically, these are free floaters, and once they settle into the retina, they will start cancerous growth again.
那如果这次小子粒没有全死，医生也建议我们再挖掉。
If these seeds don't disappear, then the doctor recommended that we remove the eye.
1月31号，天成第二岁的生日。
On January 31st was Jezreel's birthday.
他整天没吃太多，因为他早上还继续在吐。
He didn't eat much during the day because he continued to vomit.
但感谢神，他晚上他可以吃了他一点的那个冰淇淋蛋糕。
But thank God, by evening, he was able to eat some of his ice cream.
自从发现天成的眼癌，我就在家，我就请假在家。
Ever since we found out about his cancer, I took off from work to be at home with him.
我有时间就祷告、看圣经、读圣灵月刊、听见证。
With all my spare time, I would read the Bible, pray, and listen. Read Holy Spirit Monthly and listen to sermons.
有几位姐妹，有的不认识，也常常用 email 来鼓励我，对神要有信心与安慰我。
Many sisters, some of whom I do not know, often emailed me to comfort me.
这段时间，圣经里的诗篇给我很大的力量，因为它充满了神的应许。
During this time, the book of Psalms gave me much encouragement since it is full of God's promise.
但是有时候还是会失望。
But sometimes I would still feel despair.
这是第四次治疗后，我回家祷告时，在想。
After the fourth treatment, as I was praying, I thought.
我说神啊，你有没有在听我们大家的祷告
？I asked God, God, are you listening to our prayers?
全国真耶稣教会信徒都在为他祷告。
All the members of across the U.S. are praying for us.
Across the world.
The world are praying for us.
代祷的力量不是很大吗？
Isn't the power of intercession great?
为什么没有我们想要的答案呢？你在哪里？
How come we are not seeing the answer we wish for? Where are you?
我刚好用这样的心情祷告完后。
After I prayed with this mindset,
我就翻开赞美诗，想要选哪一首新的诗歌，我礼拜六教诗的时候可以跟大家一起分享学习。
I flipped through the hymn book to pick a hymn that I would teach to the congregation on the next Saturday.
然后结果很奇妙的一翻就翻到484首，对神要有信心。
Miraculously, I flipped open to hymn 484, Have Faith in God.
我很惊讶，刚祷告完，再问神到底有没有听我们祷告，结果让我翻到这首神要我有信心的诗歌。
I was shocked seeing that right after I prayed in this way, I flipped open to the hymn called Have Faith in God.
我在学这首诗歌时得到很大的安慰，尤其是第二节。
As I was learning this hymn, I was greatly comforted, especially from verse 2.
他说，当相信神，即使你未得回应。
It reads, Have faith in God when your prayers are unanswered.
他没有忘记你的恳切呼声。
Your earnest plea, he will never forget.
艰辛等候，深信他宝贵应许。
Wait on the Lord, trust his word and be patient.
相信神，当相信神。
Have faith in God, he'll answer yet.
所以神真的有在听我们的祷告。
God truly listens to our prayers.
在这段信心考验当中，查考圣经，看圣灵月刊，求神的灵开启我的心。
During this test of faith, I would study the Bible, pray, and listen to sermons to open my heart.
每次看到圣经节或看到圣灵月刊的一些道理，都好像针对我现在正在患难中的人。
Every article and every passage I read seemed to be directed towards me.
教导我怎么去相信神，忍耐顺服神，祷告等候神。
And it was as if they were teaching me that I should, in my tribulation, wait on the Lord and be of good courage.
我们都知道圣经要我们怎么去做，但是有时候因为医生的报告很难在这个时候看神不看人。
We all know what we should do, but listening to the results from the doctor, it is easy for us to look toward man and not God.
但很感谢神，在走不下去的时候，信不下去的时候，神常常借着祷告想出圣经的一些例子来鼓励我。
But thank God, when I felt that as if I could not go on any longer, God would encourage me with some Bible verses.
譬如约伯，他是一个完全人，他遇到这么大的困苦苦难，何况我们呢？
For example, Job, who was a blameless man, even he went through such great tribulations.
他遇到信心的苦考验，他没有被周围的环境影响，而他定睛的专心看神。
During his trials of faith, he did not look toward man, but instead relied on God.
当我们周围有很多的不同看法时，最重要的是要在这个时候定睛看神。
When there are a plethora of opinions around us, we must look toward the Lord.
看圣经祷告让圣灵来充满我们带领我们怎么走下一步
We must read the Bible and ask the Spirit of God to lead us toward the next step
因为弟兄姐妹亲戚朋友的帮助是非常有限的
Because the help of our members and our family members our church members and family members is limited
所以我们要把困难就是交托给那已经胜过一切的神
We must give our burden to God who has triumphed over all.
使我们的心灵得到主耶稣里的平安喜乐是最重要的。
To receive the peace of God is the most important.
诗篇说，二十七篇十四节说要等候神，当壮胆坚固你的心。我在说要等候神。
In Psalm chapter 27 verse 14 reads, Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart.
我想等候神是一件非常难学习的功课。
To wait on the Lord is a hard lesson to learn.
因为看到一篇圣灵月刊他也说到，我们都希望能用省事又方便的方法来明白神的旨意。
In the Holy Spirit Monthly, I once read, We all hope for the easiest way out of our trials.
我们常常只是怕麻烦，然后懒得祷告，懒得查验，更没有时间等候。
We don't want any inconveniences, and we are too lazy to read or read the Bible and to wait.
在素食文化的影响下，我们连明白神的旨意都要求来得快。
And in this era of immediate gratification, we all are short of patience.
所以一个信心成熟的基督徒愿意用心查考道理，明白圣经，然后运用智慧做理性的判断。
But a Christian should wait on the Lord, have faith, and wait for God to give us an answer.
用祷告来等候和查验，并且细心的观察事情的发展。
He should wait in prayer and observe for God's hands.
然后最重要就是懂得依靠圣灵来带领，明白神的旨意。
Most importantly, we must ask for God's Spirit to allow us to understand God's will.
所以这些话好像都在为我而说的，就是要我安静地求告神，并且忍耐等候，对他不要失去信心。
It was as if these words were spoken directly to me that I should wait on the Lord and
And not lose faith. 无论结果如何，求神坚固我的信心，保守我的心能够有平安。最重要就是荣耀他的名。
I ask that whatever happen, God, keep my faith and glorify His name.
2月27号，在这次的祷告中，我就一直本来是一直求嘛，然后这一次祷告中就一直感谢神的一切带领。
On February 27th, contrary from my previous prayers of and request, I cannot cease to give thanks to God.
知道他是唯一的神，创造天地的神。
I know that He is the only God, the Creator.
一切都是他在他的安排之下。
And all is from Him.
也相信天成这件事是神允许安排的。
I also believe that this was arranged. What happened to Jezreel was arranged by God.
为了就要使我们相信他，依靠他，交托他，等候他。
It is so that we can have faith in Him, rely on Him, and wait on Him.
所以祷告当时，我就一直的感谢神保守天成都很平安。
Therefore, during this prayer, I thank God for taking care of Jezreel.
他吃得下，他会跳，他会跑，他会跟哥哥一起玩。
He could eat and he could play with his brother.
然后最重要的，他眼睛也都不会痛。
And his eye did not hurt.
所以祷告中就想到这一切，不是都已经在神的恩典之下了吗？
And when I remember this, I realized that actually I was under God's grace all this time.
所以我从祷告，从求的祷告，到觉得就一直很感谢神。
And from my prayer of pleading turned to a prayer of thanksgiving.
那就在这样的继续祷告之下，忽然不知不觉我就哭了。
Under these circumstances, I began to cry.
然后我就觉得，那个圣灵的力量非常非常的大。
I felt the mighty power of the Holy Spirit.
就让我想起了马可福音的十一章二十三、二十四节。
I was reminded of Mark chapter 11, verse 23 and 24.
这里说，无论何人对这座山说：“你挪开此地，投在海里。”他若心里不疑惑，只信他所说的，必成就，必给他成了。所以我告诉你们，凡你们祷告祈求的，无论是什么，只要信是得着的，就必得着。
It reads, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them.
然后哥林多后书四章七节说，我们有这宝贵放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7, it says, But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us.
神赐给我们的圣灵是真的很宝贵。
The Holy Spirit given to us by God is truly precious.
它不只是加添了我的信心，也赐给我力量走下去。
It has not only increased my faith, it has given me strength to walk forward.
也更让我有平安喜乐的心。
It has also given me a heart of peace.
所以神的圣灵是非常有力量，而且让我相信，只要我们有祷告
，God's Holy Spirit is truly powerful, and it leads me to believe that as long as we pray,
即使我们不懂神的旨意
，even if we do not understand God's will,
借着圣灵的带领，也会一步一步的带领我们走在神的旨意里。
By God's guidance, we'll walk forward in His will.
我们的选择会是越靠近神的旨意。
And the decisions we make will be more according to God's will.
所以这让我更渴慕圣灵充满的重要性，因为圣灵就是神的灵。
And this caused me to desire after the power of the Holy Spirit because the Holy Spirit is God's Spirit.
圣灵要来帮助我们的一切软弱无助的时候。
The Holy Spirit will help us in when we are helpless.
三月四号回去医生检查第四次治疗结果。
On March 4th, we went back to check up on the results from the fourth chemo session.
发现肿瘤已经缩得更小了，而且医生还说有些子粒的癌细胞已经死了，不是死了，是不见了。
And the doctor said that Jezreel's tumor shrunk, and it was very, very small, and the most of the virtuous seeds are not all dead, they are gone.
医生说很奇怪的是没有死没死的小子粒都好像被大的肿瘤给吸住了。
Furthermore, it seems as if these cells which were alive were attracted like a magnet towards the large tumor cell.
好像磁铁把它们吸住了一样。
And it was as if they were magnets.
所以如果我们用放射性的辐射板会很有效的。
Therefore, they said that if we use radioactive plague, it would be very effective.
但成功率也只有50%。
However, success rate was only 50%.
那我们听了非常的感谢，我们真的非常感谢神。
Hearing this, we were very thankful.
那我也已经决定不再做任何其他治疗了。
I had already decided not to do any other treatment.
感谢神怜悯保守我们的心怀意念。
We thank God for keeping our minds and hearts.
当时回去的时候，我又看到一篇圣灵月刊，他写道。
As we were returning home, I was reading another Holy Spirit monthly.
顺服是交出我对事情的主导权。
And it said that submission is to relinquish our ability to make decisions.
对事情的发展毫无意义。
And to have to give up our say in how things play out.
只单纯相信神会做最好的安排。
And to believe that God will make the best arrangements.
因为我们晓得万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
For we know that all things work together for the good of those who love God.
那我们也相信主耶稣一定不会做错事。
And we believe that Jesus will not make mistakes.
但这也表示，如果我们不做任何下一步的治疗。
But this is also to say that if we do not do the next treatment,
天成也可能会死。
Jezreel still might die.
我能够承受这样的结果吗？
Am I able to bear this result?
既然都要完全把他的生命交托给神。
Since I wish to entrust his life completely to God.
神是信实的，必不叫我们受试探过于所能受的。
And God is faithful. He will not allow us to bear beyond what we can
suffer. 更何况耶稣在世的时候。
Moreover, when Jesus was on the earth,
他医治了每一个来呼求他的病人。
He called the sick and the injured.
让神决定吧。
He said, "May God's will be done."
No, I said, "Let God choose." Let God choose.
Let God make this decision.
生死祸福都在乎他。
Because life and death are in His hands.
如果神要他好。
If God wishes for him to be well,
我们不靠医生治疗，只靠神。难道神不听吗？
If God wishes for him to be well and we rely on God, will he not listen?
如果神的旨意是不让他好，
If God's will is for him not to recover,
医生再怎么治疗他，他也不会好。
No matter how the doctor treats him, he will not become well.
所以神从来不误事的。
God does not make wrong decisions.
只是人不明白。
It is just that man does not understand sometimes.
神一向行事是按他的时候，不是按我们的时候。
God works according to his timing and not ours.
神要我们学习信靠等候他的时间。
He wishes for us to learn to wait on him.
亚伯拉罕等25年才有儿子。
Abraham had to wait for 25 years before he had a son.
神的应许才实现。
And only then did God's promise be fulfilled.
而且是实现在他与撒拉不能生育的时候。
His promise was fulfilled at a time when he and Sarah were unable to bear children any longer.
就是在人没有办法的时候。
When man has no way.
神的恩典神迹实现了。
God's power and miracles will be manifested.
所以神有神的时候。
God has his timing.
神有他的方法。
God has his ways.
不是我们人能够理解的。
And this is not understand. We cannot understand this.
所以不管事情如何发展，
so no matter how things play out,
我们要一直不断的祷告，就是不灰心的祷告。
We should not lose heart and continue to pray.
诗篇说八十六篇第七节说：“我在患难之日要求告你，因你必应允我。”
And Psalms it tells us that in the day of affliction I will call upon you.
诗篇三十七篇第五节。当将你的事交托神，并倚靠他，他就必成全。这些都是神的应许。
And in Psalms chapter 35, it tells us that we should entrust our burdens unto God.
所以我想到亚伯拉罕，他是信心之父。
Abraham is the father of faith.
因为他抓住了神的应许。
He grasped on to God's promises.
所以在生活中遵行神的话，他行动出来。
In his life, he executed the word of God.
那神就在他的肉体与属灵上都祝福他。
Therefore, God blessed him in the spirit and materially.
所以我们把停止全部的治疗的想法就告诉了医生。
We told the doctor our intention to cease all treatment.
医生很不同意我们的看法。
The doctor did not agree with us.
四月九日还帮我们安排天成的手术。
On April 9th, he made an appointment for Jezreel's surgery.
那时候我们在猜，那时候手术可能就是要把它挖掉。
And we were guessing that surgery was for enucleation.
我们也都没有问。
We didn't ask.
那我们就四月八号就顺着他说要去也顺着医生就说安排去做了手术前的检查。
And on April 8th, we went for examination as if we were going to have the surgery.
在等天成检查当中，
During the Jezreel's examination,
我就祷告求神怜悯保守，不要把天成交在医生的手里。
I asked God, for him not to put Jezreel in the hands of the doctors.
因为他是神的儿子，神必看顾。
Because he is God's child and God will look after him.
也希望神得到荣耀。
We also hope that God would be glorified.
因为医生已经知道我们相信神，也知道我们是有信仰的人。
The doctor already knew of our faith and that we believed in God.
所以检查了非常非常久，终于出来了。
Therefore, he examined for a long period of time before coming out.
他告诉我们说很奇�怪，不知道为什么，目前天成的瞳孔里全部都是血。
And he told us it is very strange, but his retina is filled with blood.
好像是积血，不知道是什么原因会这样。
He thought it might be internal bleeding.
问我们他的眼睛有没有被撞到。
And he asked us, did he hit anything with his eye?
我们说没有。
And we said no.
那就这样，因为有积血，他要把自己定的手术日期取消。
And because of this, the doctor would cancel his the appointment for surgery.
因为他这样子积血的话，看不到那个癌嘛，所以他没有 proof 说他有癌，所以就不能乱开刀。
Because the entire eye was full with blood, he would not be able to prove that there was cancer in the eye and have the surgery.
医生认为从医学角度看是很不好的状况。
From a medical perspective, this was a very bad condition.
因为有积血，癌细胞会吸收。
The cancer cells would absorb the internal bleeding.
然后肿瘤会再扩大，所以他继续劝我们要拿掉。
The malignant tumor would continue to grow, and the doctor encouraged us to remove it.
但依我们看
，from our perspective, however,
神已经为我们出手了。
God was already working.
当我们决定完全靠神时
，when we decided to completely rely on Him,
神开始他奇妙的作为了。
God had already begun His miraculous work.
所以终于可以了解一点点雅各书一章二节到四节所说的。
And only then could I understand a bit of James chapter 1 verse 2 to 4.
你们若在百般试炼中都要以为大喜乐，因为知道你们的信心经过试炼就生忍耐，但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无缺欠。
Count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing.
这是多么宝贵的体验。
How precious is this experience?
虽然还处在患难中。
Although we are still in trials.
但是非常喜乐。
Yet we are very joyful.
就这样，从那天开始，我的心情也轻松了。
From that day onward, I was less pressured.
让神出手医治，不但没有副作用，也完全不会痛，是多么幸福的一件事。
There is not only no side effects from God's healing; it was not painful at all.
所以，如果看上面，他是五月六号要去检查，他还是有那个积血的在那里，所以还没有真的看得清楚那个癌是死还是没有死，都还没有看不太清楚，不能确认。
During the examination on May 6th, there's still blood in the eye, so they cannot see clearly whether or not the cancer cells were gone.
然后六月三号就是那个 picture 那边看，医生不能完全的确认。
On June 3rd, the doctor cannot conclude for sure either.
那在八月五号，去检查那个积血的，就是那个积血瞳孔都会很慢的退去。
Since this internal bleeding would subside very slowly,
医生是觉得剩下的癌应该是没有变大。
The doctor thought that the tumors were likely not to have grown,
也没有变小。
And nor would they have shrunk.
但有可能钙化了。
But there's a possibility that they would have calcified.
在九月二号检查，医生很惊讶。说这个是四月十四号，对不起一年这个时候，因为这个都没有，这个就是慢慢的那个血会慢慢的不见，所以你可以看到最下面那个是最近的。
the projected is the process of the internal bleeding subsiding, and the right hand corner is the latest picture.
所以在九月的二号检查，医生很惊讶的说，剩下的癌已经确认钙化了。
On September 2nd, the doctor was astonished and said that the cells had all calcified.
医生问我们给他吃什么中药没有
？The doctor asked, "Did we feed him any type of herbal medicines?"
我们说当然没有。
We said, "Of course not."
医生接着说，哎呀，无论你们做什么，你们在做什么，你们就继续做吧。
And the doctor told us, "Whatever you're doing, keep doing it."
那我们回答，我们只有祷告。
And we replied, "All we did was pray."
全球真耶稣教会的弟兄姐妹们都在为他祷告。
True Jesus Church around the globe are praying for him.
他好像不太相信天成会这样子好起来。
The doctor did not seem to believe that Jezreel could recover like this.
医生把每四个礼拜的检查改到每六个礼拜。
The doctor changed the examinations every 4 weeks into examinations every 6 weeks.
然后就慢慢的延迟，每六个礼拜又慢慢延迟到三个月，然后再六个月。
And then examinations were postponed to every 3 weeks, 3 months, and every 6 months.
所以诗篇说诗篇五十篇十五节说，要在患难之日求告我，我必搭救你，你也要荣耀我。
And in Psalms chapter 50, it says, "Call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will respond."
十月十四号零八医生发现有血管的发展。但这发展大部分只是会使他的眼睛有压力。
In October, the doctor saw a change in his condition.
很多时候会非常的痛。
And this caused a change in his eye pressure that would bring him a lot of pain.
所以如果他有说痛，我们就要马上把他带回去看他。
If he said that he was in pain, then we would need to bring him back to the doctor.
神特别的看顾他哦。
The Lord especially watched over him.
因为目前到现在他都没有说他眼睛很痛。
And up until now, he never said that he was in pain before.
那我们认识的另一位小朋友跟他一模一样年纪，跟他一模一样有一样的状况，但是他就是比较可怜。
We got to know a child who was in the same condition as Jezreel, but he was more pitiful.
他因为他眼睛他的眼压很高，所以他痛的也很厉害。
Because he had a high eye pressure, he was in a lot of pain.
最后还是他们到最后，他们经过了辐射线，然后又很多的治疗，然后就是没有办法，只好就是挖掉他的眼睛。
Even though he had undergone a radioactive plague. And any other treatments, in the end, he had his eye removed.
虽然晨晨一眼看不到
although Jezreel could not see with one eye,
但他每一天的不痛
but he was not in pain every day.
还有保守住神给他的漂亮眼睛
and God saved his eye.
这就是神的恩典，神的神迹
This is God's grace and miracle.
四月九号自从内出血一年后，这一次回到医院检查。
April 9th,
就是刚刚那个没有，不是下，医生出来告诉我们说，眼球里面的血现在他可以确认说完完全全的退了。
The doctor came out of examination and confirmed with us that, There was no more internal bleeding.
这一次他可以清楚地看见眼球里面的癌细胞全部钙化了。
He saw that all the cancer cells in the eye had calcified.
那我跟我先生我们都很感谢神。
My husband and I were very grateful to God.
甚至那个不愿意承认这个神迹的医生，他就说。
And even the doctor who did not wish to admit this miracle, he said.
感谢神，他是一个幸运的小男孩。
Thank God, he is a very lucky little boy.
在这一两年当中，我常常的祷告，天天努力的读圣经。
Throughout these one or two years, I diligently read the Bible and prayed.
发现很快乐，很平安。
I found much peace and joy.
那每次读经都有很多以前没有想到的感想。
When I was reading, I received many revelations that I never had before.
发觉这次我真正的把这位神当成了我的神。
I realized that it was this time that I made this God my own.
虽然我从小信。
Even though I had believed since I was young,
跟妈妈一起来教会上宗教教育课
and I came for RE lessons,
多多少少都有尝试到神的恩典
more or less, I have experienced God's grace.
也在神的家里，神的家的爱里长大
I had also grown up in the love of the church.
但并没有真正的来好好的认识这位又真又活的神
I had not, however, come to truly know this true and living God.
那在日常生活当中也没有与神好好的灵修。
During my daily life, I did not spiritual cultivate.
因为小儿子这件事情。
But because of what happened to my younger son.
重新再的再一次思考我与神的关系。
Once again, I thought about my relationship with God.
神很爱我们。
God loves us.
是圣灵来帮助我们更新。
He sends His Spirit to renew us.
只要我们愿意与神沟通。
As long as we are willing to communicate with God.
在祷告里交托。
And we are able to entrust to Him in prayer.
神必帮助。
Then God will help.
也会赐福。
And God will grant us blessings.
因为天成这件事让我决定不再上班了。
Because of what happened to Jezreel, I decided not to work.
要好好珍惜照顾小朋友。
I wanted to treasure the time I had with my children.
虽然经济上会比较紧，经济上会比较紧。
Even though there is more economic pressure.
也不能乱花钱。
And I couldn't spend mindlessly.
但是小孩的成长只有一次。
But you only see your children grow once.
要做好母亲的责任。
You need to bear the responsibility as a mother.
我忘记是哪一天了。我决定在一个星期五告诉我老板我要辞职。
I do not remember which day, but it was a Friday when I told my boss I would be resigning.
那公司的同事也没有任何人知道这件事情。
None of my coworkers knew about this.
我也把这事放在祷告里。
I also put this in prayer.
神的安排真的非常的奇妙。
God's arrangement is truly miraculous.
我那星期三刚好天成在每六个礼拜的检查，我星期三去带他去医生那里看。
On Wednesday, which happened to be one of his once in 6 months examinations.
然后跟我公司请假。
I took off from work.
在下午时收到了一通同事的电话。
In the afternoon, I received a phone call from one of my coworkers.
他说，你会不敢相信公司今天发生了什么事。
They told me, you won't believe what just happened at the company.
我们部门全部都被裁员了。
Our entire department had been fired.
怎么办？
What should we do?
你不知道我当时听到这消息，不知是多么的感谢天上的神。
When I heard this news, I was so thankful to God.
当然，当时在电话上要与同事很遗憾、伤心的口气。
Although I had to maintain a sympathetic tone with my coworker.
但我内心深处真的一直的感谢神。
But in my heart, I continuously gave thanks to God.
我一挂电话就马上告诉我妈妈，神不神真的要我好好的照顾家。
And as soon as I finished that call, I called my mother and told her, God truly wishes for me to take care of my household.
然后不止这样，他神也预备了三个月的遣散费。Severance pay.
Not only that, God also had provided 3 months severance pay.
不但如此，我的失业金比当时同事多拿了一年。
And not only that, my severance pay would continue for
unemployment
benefits would continue for
an extra
year.
神知道我们的处境。
God knows our situation.
他的安排真的是很奇妙。
His arrangement is truly amazing.
这就是神的恩典，神的慈爱。
This is God's grace and love.
最后我们翻开我们最后看几节圣经，做最后的感想。
Lastly, let's flip to a couple of Bible verses.
诗篇146篇3跟5节。
Psalm chapter 146, verse 3 to 5.
你们不要依靠君王，不要依靠世人，他一点不能帮助。第五节，以雅各的神为帮助，仰望主他神的，这人便为有福。
3. Do not put your trust in princes, nor in a son of man, in whom there is no help. 5. Happy is he who has the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God.
人的能力非常有限的。
Man's abilities are limited.
医生不是万能的。
And the doctor is not omnipotent.
那我们靠神的心一定要比靠神医生的心还强。
Our heart of reliance must be greater than And God must be greater than our heart of reliance in the doctors.
尤其我们已经是神的儿女。
Especially because we are already God's child.
他必看顾我们。
God will watch over us.
而且在他的祝福恩典以下是完全没有任何痛苦与副作用。
Under his blessings, there are no side effects, or pain.
所以我们遇到困难时一定要先靠神。
When we meet with difficulties, we must first rely on God.
诗篇有很多神的应许。
There are many promises of God recorded in Psalm.
我们在患难时一定要抓住他的话。
In tribulation, we must hold on to His word.
神的话不会落空的。
God's word will never fall empty.
再翻开雅各其实不用翻开雅各书五章十三到十八节，这里说到信心的祈祷与互相代祷是大有功效的。
In James chapter 5 verse 13, it says, intercession is greatly effective.
一个人在病痛或灵性软弱无力时是最需要我们帮助代祷的。
One who is sick or weak in faith is greatly in need of our prayers.
因为代祷会产生出信心、力量与平安。
Intercession will produce strength, faith, and peace.
信心也是我们常常需要审查灵修的功课。
And faith must often be examined.
我们如果有像圣经中那些圣徒单纯的信心，既或不然的信心，慢慢等候神。
If we have the faith of the saints, which is long suffering,
信他到底，就会看到神格外丰盛的恩典。
And believe him unto the end, then we will see God's marvelous grace.
这信心需要我们好好去用心跟神亲近。
This faith requires for us to draw near to God.
祷告神就会加添我们不足的信心。
By praying, we can add to our faith.
哥林多后书三章四节到五节。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 to 5.
我们因基督，所以在神面前才有这样的信心。第五节，并不是我们凭自己能承担什么事，我们所能承担的乃是出于神。
Excuse me, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 4 to 5. And we have such trust toward Christ, toward God, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God.
所以当神考验我们的时候，
When God tests us,
同时也在我们的心中加添力量。
At the same time, he will add strength in our hearts.
神所赐的力量是能够胜过将要来的试炼。
God's strength will help us to transcend the trials that will come.
有了信心就会生出心灵的平安，就不会怕。
With faith, we will have peace and we will not be afraid.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹朋友们，
Beloved brothers and sisters and friends,
我们活在这世上，
When we live on this earth,
最宝贵的就是在患难中得到的主里的平安。
What is most precious is to have God's peace in times of tribulation.
当我们在困难时，
In the midst of difficulties,
虽然还没有解决，
although the problem has not been solved,
但我们可以靠着这位大掌管一切的神，
but we can rely on the God who is in control of all,
我们的心就得平静，
and our hearts will be calm,
心中也有喜乐，
our hearts will have joy,
在主里的平安里得到喜乐，
and we will receive joy in God's peace,
在主的平安里得到盼望。
We will receive hope in the Lord's peace.
在主的平安里得到生命。
We will receive life in the Lord's peace.
希望我们一起得到信主的平安喜乐。
I hope that all of us will receive God's hope and peace.
愿一切荣耀都归给我们天上的真神。
May all the glory and honor be unto God's holy name.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢神，我们听到一个这么，在一个这么大的患难里头，显示出这么让神喜悦的信心。
We thank God we have heard of a great faith in during trouble.
作为家里有小朋友的一个父亲，我听到这个见证，非常的惊心动魄啊，是全身，我觉得我的胃都缩在一起。
As a father of young children, as after listening to this testimony, I feel very struck to the heart.
这么大的患难，并没有成为击倒邻姐妹信仰的一个动力，一个冲击。
This great tribulation did not cause Sister Lynn to fall.
相反的，变成是一个提升她信仰的一个机会。
On the contrary, it was a stepping stone to her faith.
那么我们仔细看这个过程的时候，我们可以学习到一些教训。
Observing this process, we can receive some important teachings.
我们看到林姐妹有很有信靠神的心，她能够从祷告当中能得到平安。
Sister Lynn has a heart of reliance on God, and she found peace through prayer.
而且神也回应她的祷告，在虽然在四次化疗之后没有什么病情并没有得到医治。
And even though after four treatments of IAC, there was no big improvement.
可是林姐妹能够继续祷告，神就在这四次化疗之后。突然使孩子的眼睛充血，能够开始神的治疗。
Because of her continuous prayer, God worked and caused the eye to bleed internally.
所以我们可以看到今天这么美好的结果，这真的是神的恩典。
This wonderful result is truly God's grace.
那么最后。今天时间的关系，我们就一起用默祷结束今天的见证会。
And due to time constraints, let's bow our heads and pray in silence.
请大家默祷。